Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
All right, Charles Jones here with Owen Schroyer. And we're playing a little 5-minute excerpt of the hour plus unedited insanity of the 15 or so Gangs of New York wannabes, LARPers, Antifa dudes walk around like this, flexing their muscles, saying, we are the socialist restaurant workers, and we don't want to reopen. Wow, these are great people. Again, here's this woman talking about food shortages and how terrible it is when it's the lockdown ding-dong that's causing it. And then we'll get Owen's take on it. Here it is.
What Ewok is trying to do is train people how to become union organizers in their workplace.
Teach them how to be communists, right?
Sure! Communism f***ing rules, dude!
Tell us more.
I'm going to end from a quote from, you know, Karl Marx. Workers of the world, unite! We have nothing to lose but our chains!
As we beg to put the mask on our faces!
Your suit's a little too small, by the way.
We don't want communism.
But you know what's great?
Those are called muscles. If you worked out, you may know something.
It's called muscles. I need Diggy.
My brain's bigger than yours, too. The mask is actually an IQ test. You failed.
Did our sacrifice result in any action from our governor?
Yeah, you destroy your own prosperity. The government owes you nothing.
Already battling food insecurity. Get the f*** away from me.
Yeah! Hey. Big tough one.
Come on. Let's back off a little bit.
Did that just threaten a woman?
You don't have to.
Wow, you threatened a woman. What a coward.
Now that you guys have finally subdued your communist energy, I want you to know that there was no pandemic. I know that's shocking that the television would lie to you, but go look at the death rate in the United States. The death rate in the United States of America did not go up a single percent. My body, my choice. If we don't want a vaccine and we don't want to wear a mask, that's our body, that's our choice. But all of a sudden, you're against my body, my choice. So it seems like all your other political policies, all your other political opinions are all hypocritical and all double-sided. If you look at the CDC's numbers for flu and pneumonia, they went down to zero. And if you look at the number of comorbidity deaths from COVID, it's 80%.
Hit pause again. Please back it up 30 seconds. This is the end. It's very important. He's giving them actual admitted numbers that are deadly accurate. And they're just screaming and yelling, hoping he can't be hurt. Their whole world. I mean, when I go out to any event now, they'll have Antifa with black, like tar paper, and they try to put it up and block me and block others and then beat up people in wheelchairs. I mean, they are the villains. And again, they're such weird LARPers that they named it their communist group the Ewoks, and they want to unionize private businesses and bankrupt the snot out of them. And it's all directed by Confucius Institutes at our universities. They know how to shut us down, and China is consolidating power with corporations. We've been sabotaged, which is an old French term from when they actually had a workers' movement. They were sticking sandals in the Industrial Revolution in gears, meaning sabots, sandal, is what I was told. I read that. And, I mean, this is insane. You're not the Ewoks. You're the Empire. Let's explain that. We're using cheesy Star Wars analogies. Let's show the Death Star. That's Klaus Schwab. That's Bill Gates. That's who you're promoting their deals, okay? We are the Ewoks. In fact, I have as much hair on my back as an Ewok. I am the rightful Ewok. Let's finish Owen's clip. Here it is.
Percent. My body, my choice. If we don't want a vaccine and we don't want to wear a mask, that's our body, that's our choice. But all of a sudden, you're against my body, my choice. So it seems like all your other political policies, all your other political opinions are all hypocritical and all double-sided. If you look at the CDC's numbers for flu and pneumonia, they went down to zero. And if you look at the number of comorbidity deaths from COVID, it's 80%. 80% of COVID deaths
biggest misfortunes on the planet.
Heart failure.
All right. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are joined by a very serious thought criminal, Lauren Witzke. Again, this lady is a terrible person. Wait till you hear what she's done. Well, she has been critical of pedophiles, and she's been outspoken, so she's been banned on Twitter, and they said it's official. You cannot call pedophiles demonic. It's a medical condition. That's how it begins. So it's a medical condition. They want to grab your child out of the back of your yard and take them and rape them and kill them. So Lauren joins us, and a very, very talented lady. You know, I saw when she was running for the Senate, got the most votes ever in the state she's in modern history as a Republican. And then I saw her on with Tom Papert, and I was like, oh, my gosh, let's get her on. That's awesome. And she is a spokeswoman for Hold the Line PAC and former Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in 2020. Lauren smashed the record for most Republican votes in a Senate candidacy in Delaware history. Outside of politics, addiction recovery is her passion, and she is an active volunteer in the recovery ministry, HoldTheLinePAC.com. And she's fighting, of course, also the transgenders trying to take over women's sports and all that, but really the giant pedophile armies that have declared their occupation of the planet and the ownership of our children. And for me, the whole transgender thing, targeting little boys, mainly autistic little boys, all over the world, trying to sterilize them, trying to sexualize them, it's all part of this. And when we get to the next segment, I got two copies of the New York Times that were in my hotel the other day. I was there for 2 days. And it's just all men as women sexualizing little kids. It's like an alternate universe. It just shows that this cult is in control. And so, Lauren, thank you for joining us. And Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun in studio in Austin. He'll be popping in as well. But we salute your work. And, wow, you have been banned for criticizing pedophilia. This is a new low.
Yeah, I know. Who would have thought 10 years ago that we'd be even having to have this discussion? You know, now Twitter has changed their terms of service to accommodate pedophiles. But if you call pedophilia or degeneracy out for what it is, demonic, you instantly get banned. Christian values are no longer welcome as public opinion. They're doing everything they can to shut down Christianity. And let me tell you something. This was always their end goal. It was always about the children. And guess what? The culture war is here, and they are coming for your children. And they will do everything they can to silence you. They will do everything they can to get you to back down. But I want to encourage your listeners, do not back down, because like I said, their end goal is the children. It's always been the children. Only thing I care about is winning and saving babies. So, you know, I will continue to fight. And the only thing that they did by silencing me was tick me off. So I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to keep fighting, and I'm ready to lead the charge in this new culture war that is long overdue.
Well, what's amazing is, because I followed your story the last year or so, if you would have run in a tight district, you would have won. I mean, you got record votes. So you ran a very, very uphill battle and just did an amazing job. So even though you lost, the process of struggle is making you stronger. Talk about yourself. Talk about what you've witnessed. And then let's get into what specifically happened on Twitter in this latest outrage.
Right, yeah. So I am, it's no secret to anybody that I am in active recovery. I struggled with heroin and methamphetamine addiction all through my 20s. I found myself in a situation I never thought I'd be in. You know, at one point I was a low-ball drug runner working for Mexican cartels. You know, I was in the pits of hell. And even still, when I was there, God met me there. You know, I went through a program, changed my life. I went through a Christian program. You know, I rebuilt my character from the inside out. Now I do everything I can to fight for recovery solutions, you know, in a nation that is crippled by addiction. You know, we have to start talking about the issue of the opioid epidemic. You know, also some things I witnessed, you know, this whole thing, yet again, open borders, it's about the children. You know, these cartels, they smuggle in children, they sell their children to these people, and it becomes human trafficking. You know, it's all intertwined, the opioid epidemic, open borders, sex trafficking, going after the children. So, you know, I'm really passionate. I really have a heart for protecting America's children. So, you know, my entire life that I've walked through, everything that I walked through became my testimony, but it also became my platform, and I fought for it. And we did really well. It was my first time running. We beat the establishment GOP-endorsed candidate, who is a lawyer, well-established lawyer in the state of Delaware. We beat him handedly. And on Election Day, we were buried in mail-in ballot votes, 165,000 mail-in ballot votes already Chris Coons had in the door. But we still put up one heck of a fight. And I'm not done. You know, I'm just getting started. Now I'm focused on restoring election integrity because we will never win again. We will not have a prayer in 2022 or 2024 if we do not get election reform. So I'm going to save Georgia. Right now, we are pushing through a bill that gets rid of vote by mail, that requires voter ID, bans the ballot drop boxes, and it's just a great bill that will restore election integrity. It will cut Stacey Abrams off at the knees, and we're going to force Brian Kemp to sign it. We have to put pressure on him because, like I said, I only care about winning. So we have to start holding our elected officials accountable in order to get election reform and settle for nothing less than free and fair elections. So that is what I'm focusing on now. After I get election integrity, free and fair elections, which is I will not stop until I do, then I may consider running again. However, you know, I'm really doing the fight on the ground to push through legislation on the state level to achieve election integrity. You know, so I...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say your story is beautiful, and it's what God's all about. It's what America's is all about. It's what freedom is all about. And, you know, none of us are perfect. What we don't need is these fake lawyers up there that claim they're all have never done anything in their life. But, in truth, they're a bunch of absolute monsters behind the scenes. And you're so outspoken, so well-spoken, and they're really scared of you. A lot of other really great women I'm noticing that are stepping up and running against the whole globalist agenda.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, this is globalism versus nationalism. Who would have thought that just wanting to secure the borders and making life easier for American families is such a controversial topic now? You know, this should just be the standard and be the norm. And we as a Republican Party, we as a political entity have allowed subversive people to come into our party and allow us to make compromises. And enough is enough. I know what compromise gets me. I know if I give the enemy an inch, he takes the whole thing. And today we are facing that. He is about to take the whole thing. So it's about time that people man up. I shouldn't have to do this. I'm a girl. You know, I should be home making babies. You know, that's what I should be doing. However, you know, here I am. I'm having to fight because many Christian men, many of the strong men within our political party are too busy reading Green Eggs and Ham, doing a live stream, or getting a hot take on Fox News. They have done nothing for us, and I'm sick and tired of it. And, you know, I just speak my mind. You know, what are they going to do to me? There's nothing else they can take from me. They have silenced my voice. They put me on the domestic terrorist list. I can't even fly without being very, very searched and very, very screened. You know, and this is where I'm at, but it is worth it. And we need more people to step up, you know, because the future of our country is at stake. my generation and the younger generation, their future is at stake. And, you know, this all started when we started making compromises. So I know the importance of not compromising, standing firm in what you believe in, and not apologizing. We do way too much apologizing, and we are way too fearful of what the left is going to call us when they will never vote for us anyway. These people are our enemies, and we need to start treating them as so.
Lauren Witzke is our amazing guest, and again, I saw clips of her on the news when she was running in Delaware, some of the things she did, but what a charismatic, dynamic lady. I know Owen Schroyer's got points he wants to go over as well. He's with us for two more segments, and then I'll get to the Putin advisor letter that I promised that I would get to. But when we come back, I want to speak to children becoming a commodity with the left, the fact that under Obama and now under Biden, even the Senate report admits thousands of children were placed with smugglers, many of which used in horrible sex dens. That's mainline news. And so, really, they are trafficking in our children. I'm going to just finish up with Twitter banning you, and I want to see if you can find or send us. I remember seeing a screenshot. We have an article, folks, at InfoWars.com, so crew can pull that up, where she got banned for calling it demonic. This is just incredible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You got to go to her URL. That's because she's a bona fide patriot and is effectively fighting the enemy. And how dare her call pedophiles monsters? How dare she call them demonic? No, no. The New York Times and Vice and Salon say they're actually good people. So let's get into what you actually got banned for. If they can put that InfoWars article back on screen, that'd be great. Yeah, there it is. There is what she had to say. I have a screenshot. Demonic. Twitter bans Lauren Witzke for criticizing trans women, who says little girls are kinky. And when you go look at all these different tweets and Facebooks, these people, they're obsessed with children and they want sexual access to your children, just like the new deputy head of Health and Human Services, that disgusting-looking man with the curly hair that calls himself a woman. I mean, I'm used to in old horror movies. Like Silence the Lambs, the serial killer thinks he's a woman. Or the serial killer helper, Buffalo Bill, kind of the Renfield type. I mean, how many old movies is the serial killer thinks he's a woman? And I mean, hell, in Psycho, he dresses up like a woman when he's killing people. I mean, these are like dudes that want your son's genitals, and if they can't have sex with them, I guess, you know, they want to chop them off. I mean, that's what this whole movement is, and it's so out in the open. And listen, I got two New York Times here while you're talking. I'm going to hold up some of this. Literally dozens of pages in the New York Times with what looks like underage boys dressed like girls, all emaciated like they're dying. So I'm ranting here. Lauren, tell us about how you got banned and why.
Yeah, so it started last week. I got in a fight with Richard Grenell, that subversive pervert within our Republican Party, for spotlighting transgenderism at CPAC. You know, we are the party of opposing gay marriage. We're the party of traditional family values. And what we have allowed is the LGBTQ lobby and their donors to come in and infiltrate our party. So I called them out on it last week. The neocons and the fake conservatives, the gay conservatives, all mass reported me. But I ended up surviving that mass reporting spiel. However, calling pedophiles demonic is what got me banned. Calling a pedophile, transgender woman, who or man, whatever it is, a demonic for openly suggesting that little girls aren't princesses and they're actually kinky. And they, if you get abused in the bathroom, it's because they wanted it. You know, that is absolutely demonic. And we allowed this to come into our party and happen. You know, they called us crazy 10 years ago when we talked about the slippery slope. Well, here's the deal. We were right. The slippery slope is here. And this is where it's gotten us. And we can't even speak out against it and call it out for exactly what it is. This is a demonic movement, and this is a spiritual battle. And, you know, if you cannot handle being told that, you know, being called out for what you are and you have to be silenced, it means we're right, and we're right over the target. I mean, look at that video. That's absolutely just, who does that? You know, they're operating in some kind of darkness that we shouldn't even have any association with. And if anybody stands up against it, they shut you down. So we as Christians need to come together. This is the end goal. This is where we're at, and start going on offense and start taking our country back from these pedophiles. You know, Twitter now allows, they're called minor attracted individuals are allowed to be on Twitter and communicate with each other
We're witnessing is the coming out of the international pedophile movement. And then the media, yes, whenever Trump was busting all these different trafficking operations, would say it was a conspiracy theory and it didn't exist. And we see sexualization. I mean, I've got the New York Times here, and literally all these magazines, all these papers just fell out of it when I got into the hotel, and it was all men dressed as women, hundreds and hundreds of pages, different catalogs, different articles, and then in the paper it just shows this, and then it shows women as men, and again, men as emaciated girls, and then it had articles about starving Latin Americans and girls in slavery, and it's all like a weird snuff film. They're getting off on this. This is what New York elitism has produced. And I want to be clear. I've been more of a libertarian over the years. I'm a Christian. But I don't hate people and have never like tried to go out and say, well, an adult shouldn't be able to do what they want. But here's the problem. When you do that, it's then, okay, just let us have gay marriage. Well, now it's let us have access to your children. Let us teach them gender dysphoria so we can get their testicles. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So this wasn't just about you having freedom to have your own choices. You actually want to tell me what words I can use, what I can do. And so, you know, I've done comedic stuff. I've made gay jokes. I've done all that. And I guess I can't even do that because it's all so toxic and it all normalizes this. And so I agree with you. We all need to get more hardcore, more conservative, more drawing the line here, because any tolerance we bring is only like a white flag of surrender to a very evil anti-human agenda.
Yeah. Tolerance and diversity is a lie. It is not our strength. It is our greatest weakness. And they prey on our weakness because we're too afraid to stand up against it. You know, they call us names and people immediately back down and apologize because they're so fearful of what these evil communists are saying about them. However, we should be like, you know what? If they are coming after me, I'm doing something right. Use it as encouragement because we are running out of time. It is only a matter of time before they start coming for parental rights. Actually, they're already coming for parental rights. Children don't even have the opportunity or the right to change their mind and go see a therapist should they struggle with gender dysphoria and like to get help with it. You know, it's illegalized in my state. You know, they have stripped parental rights where if parents don't want to start transitioning their children, well, you're a bigot and we're taking them away from you. You know, next, they're going to come from the homeschoolers. They're going to legalize homeschool, and then they're going to force your children to be indoctrinated in the public school system, and that is where we are going.
Lauren, you're not exaggerating. It's already here. In Texas, we have judges in Texas, in Dallas, taking little boys away and allowing them to be sterilized. Because mommy says it's what they want. And then the kids in the court are saying, I'll do what mommy says, I'll do what daddy says. I want to be a boy at dad's house, a girl at mom's house, because mom gives them so much attention. They can't make a decision when they're a child about whether they want to join the military or buy liquor. But we're going to let them make a decision about deadly drugs or surgeries run by, again, sick, crazy dudes that look like they're out of a Rob Zombie movie?
Yeah. Yeah, and we are expected to acquiesce to their requests. You know, our taxpayer dollars are going towards funding these public school libraries where they are hosting drag queen story hours. They are mocking us as Christians. They are mocking and coming after us. They're coming after our children. They are removing parental rights. And it all starts with the breakdown of the family. If they can break down the family, the nuclear family, which is the foundation of this nation, they can break down our nation, because that's everything that our party, that our country was founded on, was family. And that's why they went after family first. You know, we became a global leader in single parenthood just last year, which is awful, because we also incentivized it, but also we pushed degeneracy and glorified ideas like the LGBTQ. We put on a platform transgenderism. You know, our party is guilty of that. We glorified transgenderism. We put transgender.
Let's talk about the Republican Party. Let's talk about the Republican Party. And I'm not even, I understand why the head of CPAC thinks he's doing good. I understand why Charlie Kirk thinks this is all good. Because I've been of that mindset myself, but I'm seeing how it's been wrong. Let's come back and talk about this on the other side. I mean, I've always criticized the transgenderism. I always knew it was about biological attacks. I always knew it was about reducing fertility. I always knew it was about ending family. But when you're even nice and friendly to their operatives, it's endorsing the whole thing. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off to sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer's did a great job riding shotgun. Lauren Witzke ran for Senate, got record votes in Delaware. She runs a PAC standing up against election fraud and the sexualization of our children. And this is a bigger discussion that I'd already decided this morning to have about myself, so I'm not trying to inject myself in here. I should probably spend a few hours on this tomorrow or at some other time, maybe when I get back to Austin. Not repenting on air, but really talking about my thought processes, because I was promiscuous when I was young, did a lot of wild stuff. I like to make jokes. I like to go crazy. I like to have fun. And I don't hate adults that are doing wild things. But then I realize it's all part of an agenda to go after our children and make them a commodity, and it's all aimed at destroying their innocence. And so the whole thing is predatory, and they're censoring us, and they're controlling us, and the left is waging war against us, and it really makes me realize I know God's real. I've experienced the Holy Ghost. I've got great discernment. God's gotten me out of a lot of things. And I've been blessed to have a lot of great Christians in my family. And I just realized that you really can't serve two masters. It's not like I'm wild or anything. It's just that we have to just basically draw a straight line and be ourselves even more conservative, because it all just collapses. Sure, I mean, I make jokes. I do things I probably shouldn't do. And it really does come down to we're in a very serious fight. You don't think the ancients or our Christian ancestors that drew a very, very strong line against any form of corruption were doing it because they hadn't experienced things. They just come out of horrible collapse and decadence and everything that's being repeated now. I mean, at the end of the Roman Empire, they were raping the kids and all the rest of it as well. And every empire collapses. The Aztecs with them killing you, not just raping the kids. And so we're entering that same cycle, and we have to break with these people and stop doing what they want. Stop listening to them, because they want to bankrupt us. And at the end of the day, they want to sterilize our children and kill us. So I'm ranting here, Lauren, but you're absolutely right. In the 7-8 minutes we have left, Owen, jump in. I know you've got a lot of points to make. It's just outrageous that Twitter would ban you for pointing out that one of these men that poses as a woman — it's a lot of predators, again, in the world pose as women. Most your psycho movies is a man posing as a woman. And we know that's in every culture. That's happened for thousands of years. But some of the worst men pose as women. And I remember Cuomo, not the one that killed everybody in the nursing homes or all that stuff, but the other one on CNN, said, so if your 11-year-old daughter — this is a tweet — doesn't like to see a man's genitals — he said penis. I mean, this is on CNN, folks. I don't want to even say it here, but what they're saying, then there's something wrong with her and her dad. She should have been taught to like to see a woman's — these are quotes, folks. Now imagine the gaslighting of that. Oh, adult, because they were saying in public schools, adult men that are on the coaching staff, when they take the, quote, girls to play volleyball, that 10, 11, 12-year-old girls would have the transgender woman, who's a man, with his genitals in the shower. And this is how crazy this is. This is how out of control this is. And they're saying all over the country, in executive order, we're going to put biological men in the showers with your little girls. It's happening. Because if you'll put up with that, you'll put up with anything. So, Lauren, I'm going to get you back for a full hour soon. I got to leave in about 7 minutes. But just speak to that, and then let's talk about election integrity. And Sawyer, jump in anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a spiritual battle. It's always been a spiritual battle, and our enemy is very cunning. You know, this started years and years ago, and they played on our compassion. They played on our Christian compassion. They're really good at that. They did the same thing with immigration. Oh, you don't want to invite half of the third world into your country? Oh, then you're not really a Christian. And we bought it. You know, so we are running out of time. We need to become the party immediately. We need to become leaders of the talk therapy movement. We have to re-legalize conversion therapy. We have to start taking offensive positions on gay marriage and gay rights, because they, you know, that wasn't part of — none of this was part of the deal. They just wanted to get married. They broke their end of the bargain, and now they're trying to influence and infiltrate our party, and that is not our problem. You know, and we see the end result. We got a good glimpse at the end result when my Twitter got banned for calling out the end result as demonic for what it was. You know, so we have a good idea of what's coming and what depends now. And the only thing that matters now is what we are going to do to stop it. We as Christians are going to stand up and do to protect our future children's innocence, my future children's innocence. You know, I do not want to raise my children in a world where I can't even send my daughter to the bathroom because she may get abused by a man dressed as a woman who is going to say that she asked for it, you know?
And by the way, while you're talking, show that Fox News headline again, guys. In Canada, in the U.S., all over, every day I see an article where a man rapes a girl in a shower, little girls and adult women. It's all just as bad. Show that monster. And show his ugly face. And if that isn't demonic, and them telling us that that's a woman, nothing is. I mean, and look, he's so proud of himself, and they all look the same. They're damn pedophiles dressed up like women. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that
go
is
ahead,
what
Lauren,
they are.
I'm ranting.
And now they are trying to make the excuse. Oh, no, you're fine. Now they're trying to make the excuse that it is their fault. They're the ones asking for it. The innocent children are the ones. They're not as straight and narrow as you think they are. So we're not the problem. It's them. They're asking for it. And, you know, like you said, they look proud of themselves. They're not sorry. These people cannot be. They cannot be reformed. They simply cannot be reformed. So we have to start making examples of these people. We have to start calling it out what it is, and we have to start demanding that our elected officials or remove them if they do not cater to our demands. We are the majority in this party. We are.
What happened with the gay marriage thing? What happened with the gay? Because they said, this is all we want. And as soon as that happened, now they said, we want your children and we want them now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, our enemy is cunning, and he played on our emotions that they just want to get married. They just want to have the same rights we do. Now, here we are. We're having chemical castrations for children, puberty blockers for little girls. You know, this is where we are at as a society, and we can still reverse this. We can still come back from this, but we have to be bold. We have to be strong enough to say the things that need to be said, call out evil for what it is. And Alex, you're absolutely right. You know, as a Christian, I let a lot of things slide. I celebrated a lot of lifestyles that left my friends broken or dead, most of them, you know, and compromising is not compassionate, not calling out sin for what it is and forcing change and not enabling sin is how we win this. Enabling sin is not compassionate. The only path for that is death, and it's going to be the death of our children. 40% of them end up attempting suicide after they transition, and we are glorifying the transitioning process by giving it a platform.
And I was reading statistics like half of them become sex workers. I mean, this is a predatory system that wants to destroy our men, turning them into this, and then also destroy our children and destroy our women. And it's a weapon. It's attacking women's spaces, women's sports. It's attacking little kids. It's turning men into these soldiers of destruction wearing wigs. I mean, if Hitler wore a wig, they would have said, oh, he's Hitler, let him take over. Imagine if Hitler said, let me have your little boys and cut their genitals off. We'd laugh at him. But today, it's so absurdist. It's so surreal. Owen Schroyer, in closing, will be taking over next hour. I really appreciate you, my friend. But any questions or comments for this great lady?
Well, I think the main key that I'm watching here is the cultural war because, you know, I studied psychology in college, and so I have a bit of a knowledge. And it came naturally to me, but the people who've been studying psychology and documenting it for years certainly understand this. You know, when I was growing up, they understand propaganda, how it works on children. I remember, you know, magazines is a big place for children to get their propaganda. So I would see all the men's magazines or sports magazines, and I would see guys, you know, that got milk, that are strong. I would see guys promoting working out, working hard. I would read books written by, like, Derek Jeter about hard work and sacrifice. And so that's kind of like, that would be like the propaganda that I saw as a kid. Like, hey, I want to be big and strong. Hey, I want to be successful. Hey, that's the formula. Well, now they open up a magazine and they see a dude in a wig. They see a dude with, you know, eye paint. They see a dude dressing like Little Mermaid. And so all of a sudden that becomes the propaganda that they strive for. So, of course, the numbers of transsexuals is going to go up, or the numbers of gay people is going to go up when that's the propaganda that they're receiving and is coming into them and they're consuming.
We got to get Lauren Witzke back on the show soon. We love what you're doing. You're awesome. Hopefully you'll come back on very, very soon. What's the best website for people to find you?
All right. So listen, I will not stop fighting for you. I'm going to get election reform, and then I'm going to elect Republican candidates who will fight for us and these issues and fight for our families. Please visit my website, www.holdthelinepack.com. Consider contributing. Follow me on Gab. I'm at Lauren Witzke DB. Thank you so much, Alex, for having me.
Thank you.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on equity loans and federal data. Licenses may apply. Call for information and conditions. See policy letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS 2019.org. Number 3030.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Sergei Ivanov. Yes, wrote a very important article that was published in Russia that I'm going to read in full here. It was republished at theamericanthinker.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. Sergei Ivanov, Vladimir Putin's former chief of staff, currently on the Russian Federation Security Council, has weighed in on the historical scale, quote, of the personality and achievements of President Donald Trump, an op-ed for Eurasia Daily. I have changed not a word of what he had to say. In his national ideology, Putin warns repeatedly of the dangers from the transnationalists. The Russians are joined by the British and their Brexit, the French with their Front National, led by populist Marie Le Pen. Populism actively straddles the Atlantic, and Donald Trump is regarded as the hero. Of course, you've got also down in Brazil, Bolsonaro, who, again, I'm not bragging. I've talked to his son, who's in their Congress. They invited me down there. I haven't been able to go yet. They said point blank, you massively influenced them in the last 15 years. They've been listening 15 years, and that shows the power of this broadcast and you supporting us. I can tell you much of Trump's resistance and operating system against the globalists came directly from InfoWars. And again, that's why the enemy wants us shut down. I can tell you that I have talked to leading Russian intellectuals on and off air, and they have said that our fight against the globalists has also been instrumental over there, but only because it dovetailed with Alexander Solzhenitsyn. As you grow, you learn things. Putin went from being a KGB operative to being a student of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who he said was basically his central teacher. And he went visiting right before he died, privately, and also visiting several times before he died. So I'm not lionizing Vladimir Putin, but he's blocking the transgenderism, the pedophile networks, the globalists. And if more countries do this, we can defeat the New World Order. So here, ladies and gentlemen, is why they hate Putin and hate Trump. There was no Russians helping Trump. In fact, Russia has the same globalists there operating, and Putin's barely in control. But stronger than Trump because he had more time. And I'm not defending everything Putin does. But the key here is that the nationalist model that Putin has is the real threat. So when we say collusion, if what Putin has done spreads, it's over for the New World Order. They don't want strong leaders. That's why they want somebody like Biden to demoralize us and make us feel weak. So, as Sergey continues, if Joe Biden, the American deep state, and the world global elites have called Donald Trump the worst president in U.S. history, well, it is because they know best who is the worst for them. Exactly. When you're fighting the globalists, you're fighting the establishment, not Antifa and BLM. You are the establishment. In contrast, those on the Russian side of the world itself correctly see Donald Trump as perhaps the best president in the history of the United States, a modern George Washington. As he explains, if the first president of America fought to lay the foundations of the nation state, the beginning of the American freedom that Trump fought and still fights to preserve, the legacy of the founding fathers to defend freedom, so that in the end, he will not come to be the last truly elected president of the United States. He, like Washington, is of the flesh of the people, 100% American, a classic self-made man, a living embodiment of the American dream. Trump is a successful entrepreneur, a man of action, a man of his word. He built up America all his life and became its true national leader. Continuing with what he wrote. Not only Americans, but also world history of those past centuries hardly holds another example of a politician having no actual party machine at his disposal, who was likewise able to become the head of a state and receive such phenomenal support from the people. It is significant that even amid the intimidation of the pandemic used by the globalists to disrupt Trump's promising triumphant election campaign and prevent the consolidation of American nation under its leader, many thousands of people gathered at least to meet with the president. What other world leaders over the past half century can boast at least something similar? Yet all of progressive, quote, humanity have taken up arms against Trump, the entire Communist Internationale. This is the Russians fighting communists. You hear this? From leftist extremists to Chinese comrades, and ending with the Pope Francis, fought an undeclared war to destroy American leader for all the 4 years of his presidency. After all, without control of the U.S., the globalists cannot successfully build their new world order. This is Putin's former chief of staff and was made advisors. This is how the Russians are now. Just like you learn you're under globalist attack, you learn it's outside, you learn it's anti-family, you learn it wants to kill you, you reject it all. Doesn't matter if you were run by communists before, it doesn't matter. Now it's all about ideology, and then success flows from the pro-human ideology. And he says that here. This is victory. This is everything I say. And they're not copying me, I'm not copying them. It's prima facie. That's Latin for on its face. You know it on its face. You know normal and good on its face. So why are the big companies banning the word normal now? Because they don't want you to be able to differentiate. It's normal to stand up for your country. It's normal to stand up for your family. It's normal to have strong men. It's normal to have good women. It's normal to build our sons and daughters to be strong, not weak. Together with Joe Biden, he continues, they celebrate not only BLM and their curators, like Soros and Pelosi, not only Merkel and Macron, but also anti-democratic regimes around the world, from China to North Korea to Venezuela to Cuba. This is the Putin's chief advisor saying break with all these authoritarians. They're just waiting for leadership, folks. They're waiting for us. They're trying. In the United States itself, immediately after Trump came to the White House, deep state functionaries from both parties provided unrepresented opposition and unprecedented opposition to all of the endeavors. Like the real American hero he is, Trump took up the fight and virtually single-handedly confronted the global monster devouring the American state. He won this confrontation, perhaps the last Western of American history, fighting the bad guys from the deep state. He tore off their mask, the mask of freedom, democracy, concern for the welfare of the people, under which the self-proclaimed world elite have done their business. Having torn it away, Trump presented not only the U.S., but also the world with factual proof of the existence of the deep state. Yeah, this is the big victory here, folks. Don't think Trump lost. This is they had to steal it. This is a big victory. The symbiosis of socialists, liberals, Democrats of all stripes, and anarcho-greens and forced the globalists to reveal their real goals. Now everyone is aware that the construction of the paradise on earth is by no means included in their goals. Rather, one can see the architects of the New World Order are pushing humanity in the direction of the opposite of paradise, or, as I call it, the dystopics, the dystopia. See, it sounds like I wrote this, but it's all true. Continuing. Something else cannot be amazed. Why destroy a prosperous country? Why did Trump do wrong? In the shortest possible time, he accomplished phenomenal economic success, millions of new jobs, rapid growth in incomes. The percentage of working wealthy people among Hispanics and black Americans have grown significantly. The number of abortions has dropped significantly. Illegal immigration has been limited. Trump achieved phenomenal, tangible success in the international arena without a single war. On the contrary, the consolidation of peace in the Middle East. All this against the background, the incessant evil hiss, the worst president ever, close quote. Constant hysterics from the dim riffraff of all colors of the rainbow, from the old Italian witch, bitch Pelosi, to the well-fed clown celebrities and athlete morons. You see, how can Russia not but love Trump, even though he did all sorts of stuff militarily to them just to get the neocons off his back? Because we have the same enemy, ladies and gentlemen. Comparison of these facts naturally leads to the question, why did President Trump not please the deep state? It is because he is not a minority, but just a successful white man. Today, for the leader of a Democrat country, this is minus, but there is no particular crime in this either. Or is it a crime to ensure rapid economic growth, to strengthen state institutions, to protect constitutional rights and freedoms of citizens, traditional family, morality, and religion? The deep state should be interested in the power and prosperity of the United States. Surely its functionaries cannot cut the branch on which they sit with their own hands, deliberately destroying the country in which the ruling class is constituted. But they do because it's spiritual. Continuing. Since at least the middle of the 19th century, liberals, socialists, and other, quote, friends of the people have been preaching that the economy plays a leading role in the life of the society. This truth has become a mantra for the entire, in quote, enlightened public. I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish the other page. But it's just all-powerful truth. And if you understand this, it's over. We're under attack. Globalism's anti-human. It's the enemy. I don't care if you're in China, Mexico, Russia, Canada, the U.S., or Timbuktu, frickin' two, or Egypt. This is an attack on humanity. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and finish up with this. Hand the baton to Owen Schroyer, who's going to knock it out of the park and host his own show today. I appreciate him sitting back up in case I have any technical problems and adding great commentary. But let me get this out here. Vitamineral Fusion, the enemy doesn't want you to have it. Highest quality vitamins and minerals, amino acids, everything you need for adults, for children. Back in stock after being sold out, 50% off and free shipping and 40% off Ultimate Krill Oil. That's an amazing deal. The privacy pockets, sold out, came back in, that blocked the global tracking you with your cell phones. Those are back in stock, big discounts. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are fighting for a pro-human future. And if you want to defeat these globalists, you must spread the word, you must pray for us, and you must buy the products. I thank you all for considering that and decide which side you're on. I know most of you have. This is serious, and now it's dawning on folks. This is not my opinion. InfoWars is the zeitgeist. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Listeners,